This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Muskete. Beautiful mornings in the grassland that surround our 1991 Marvelette near the banks of the Ojalote. The mornings are cool in temperature and spirit, so you can say cool morning, and you sound very hip, and also reporting the weather. Very cool morning, and it's light for a long time before the sun finally climbs over the northern end of the Chiricahua Mountains, changing temperature and lighting, magical lighting that crawls across that landscape, casting long shadows that later in the day will fill up with light. There's a marvelous word that's applied to creatures that are active during this time of day, crepuscular. It means twilight. So creatures in water and on land that are active at dawn and dusk are crepuscular, the glorious low light on both ends of a day, twilight. A few days a week, I have to get up early before dawn and then leave for a job at dawn. And that is the hardest time for me, anyway, to go to a job. The gentle lighting of dawn, the twilight says to me, "Why are you going to work now? Dude, call in well. I can't come to work. I feel too well." Birds are singing. Coyotes are trotting. Bobcats are sneaking. Mule deer are browsing. Hawks are leaving perches. Owls are tucking in. No, no, no. I can't come to work. I am very, very well. You know, all the trees and shrubs in the grassland and in the gallery of that Ojalote are leafed out. And those shades of green are so wonderful after winter. Oh, thank goodness winter is over. Yes, and the emery oaks, I know, they're evergreen. But the spring push of leaves on an emery oak is a different shade of green. So sycamores and ash and oaks are radiant shades of a new green. And the Muskete homestead and surrounding areas are green and life is good. My friend Janine shared a photo with me about a month ago, actually. Yeah, that Janine. Janine, the extraordinary birder and grower of native plants. Yeah, that Janine. She sent me this photo of a very cool plant that's still blooming around me, Green's Lotus, or Green's Birdfoot, or Green's Trefoil. Lotus Green Eye. It's a green with an E and an I on the end. Very cool plant found from, like, above the desert floor, 3,000 feet to 5,000 feet in elevation, okay? It's around you and me. Lotus, the genus, is from the Greek for a bunch of different plants. And I mean, the lotus eaters, the lotophagi, were not eating this cool plant in the bean family, Fabaceae, but were probably eating the large fruit of a Ziziphus or a Celtus. When Homer's Odysseus and crew reached the land of the lotophagi and ate the lotus fruit, it said that they lost the desire to return home. So that must have been some form of medicinal lotus, but it wasn't this wonderful plant in the bean family. The specific epithet, before I forget, is Green, named after Edward Green, this Western botanist in the late 1800s, who was an Episcopalian minister and sounds like quite a lunatic as well. We'll have to talk about him later. Like I said, our lotus is in the bean family, and it is just this amazing mat. It's a real ground cover mat of woolly green leaves, red flower buds that begat yellow pea flowers, and the upper petal of that pea flower, the banner, keeps some red, so it's very cool, and the small 1-inch long pods, the bean pods, are red. So you have this 1 foot by 1 foot mat of woolly yellow and red floriferous madness. There are over a dozen species of lotus in Arizona, 100 species worldwide. Some are actually grown for fodder, but not ours, my friend. I was looking at those 1-inch long pods with tightly packed seeds in a row, and I thought it would be very cool to plant those. And my friend Greg, the passionate agave dude, told me someone needs to grow it. And so I'm going to grow Green's Lotus, that mat, that woolly mat of red and yellow floriferous madness. And my friends, I am going to be rich. I am going to be rich. I'm telling you, yeah, the desert is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Muskete. And this has been Growing Native.